إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، I welcome all of you once again. And tonight we continue reading from شرح عقيدة أصحاب الحديث. عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث, the book of the noble Shaykh al-Imam al-Sabuni, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه الله تعالى. We're still in the first chapter. That comes after the introduction. The creed of the people of Hadith regarding the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqidatul Salaf fi asma'illahi wa sifatih. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله وقد أعاذ الله تعالى أهل السنة من التحريف والتكييف والتشبيه ومن عليهم بالتعريف والتفهيم حتى سلكوا سبل التوحيد والتنزيه وتركوا القول بالتعليل والتشبيه واتبعوا قول الله عز وجل ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير من سورة الشورى. Allah the Most High has protected أهل السنة from التحريف. Distortion. And from tashbih, comparison, and takyif, asking how. Allah has blessed them in Ahlul Sunnah, the people of Hadith, who adhere to the Hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has blessed them with knowledge and understanding so that they may traverse the paths of Tawheed and Tanzih. Tanzih is elevating Allah and exalting Him above defects and deficiencies. They have abandoned, meaning the Ahlul Sunnah, Salaf, they have abandoned all defective statements and comparison. They follow what Allah the Most High, the Mighty, and the Most Majestic has said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like him, and he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى في الشرح قال قال رحمه الله تعالى وقد أعاذ الله تعالى أهل السنة من التحريف الذي قال الشيخ ربيع التحريف الذي هو منهج المعطلة من الجهمية والمعتزلة ومن سار على طريقتهم. He says, as for the statement of Imam al-Sabuni when he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected Ahlul Sunnah from tahrif, distortion, is, he says, because distortion, tahrif, distorting the meanings of the ayats, especially the ayats of attributes that deal with the sifat, he says, this is the manhaj of the mu'attilah, those who deny these attributes of Allah from amongst the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazilah. These are deviant sects. and whoever followed them on that path. So they started with this, the Jahmiyyah, and the Mu'tazila followed them. And the same ruling applies on anyone who followed them on this path. وَكَذَلِكَ أَعَاذَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَصَمُوا بِكِتَابِهِ وَبِسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونُوا عَلَى مَنْهَجِ التَّكْيِيفِ وَالتَّشْبِيهِ. هذا المنهج هو طريقة المشبهة الذين يشبهون الله تبارك وتعالى ويشبهون صفاته وأفعاله بذواته وصفاته وأفعال المخلوقين. It says likewise, Imam al-Sabuni mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected those who hold on firm to his book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of his prophet, from being on the minhaj and the path of those who fall into takif and tashbih. Takif, they yas'aluna kayf, kayfa hadhihi sifat. Those people who they say, how are these attributes? How is the hand? How is the istiwa? How is this? How is that? Kayf al-nuzul? Kayf al-yad? Kayf? They ask this question. But Allah has protected those who hold on firm to His book and to the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from falling into this path, this deviant path. And from here you understand once again the importance of holding to the book and the sunnah. And holding means learning. The ulama, they says, finding time, giving precedence to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Having the zeal to learn the deen of Allah through these two sources, the book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the correct understanding, with the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected those who hold on firm to his book, the Qur'an al-Azim, and the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from being on the path of those who fall into takif and tashbih. These are the mushabbiha, those who compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his being, to the being of the creation, wal'iyadu billah. Or those who compare the attributes and the actions of Allah to those of the creation. To those of the creation. Because there are certain people who fall into this falsehood. They compare even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation. While others, they compare His attributes or His actions, that Allah is unique, as you know, in His being, in His names, in His attributes, in His actions. He has no partners, no one like Him, no one compared to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected anyone. This is the way to protection. And holding to the book, and holding to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقد نقل الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى في جامعه عن أئمة الإسلام مثل السفيانين سفيان الثوري وسفيان بن عيينة والأوزاعي ومالك وغيرهم رحمهم الله من أئمة الإسلام أن إثبات الصفات هذا الذي نقله هذا الإمام الترمذي في الجامع عن هؤلاء الأئمة أن إثبات الصفات لله على الوجه اللائق به ليس فيه تشبيه، وإنما التشبيه أن تقول يد كيد وسمع كسمع وبصر كبصر. أما أن تثبت النصوص وتؤمن بها على الوجه اللائق بالله تبارك وتعالى مع نفي المشابهة والتكييف فهذا ليس بتشبيه. Shaykh Rabi hafizahullah ta'ala, and once again this is very important, this class is very important, because this class will learn from it the aqeedah salafiyya that every Muslim should be upon. No choice in this one. And we understand the importance of the creed. As Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, says, العقيدة الصحيحة هي الأساس الذي تبنى عليه جميع الأعمال صحة وفسادة. That the sound creed is the foundation that all of the rest of the deeds are built upon. For the people's salat to be sound, fasting, hajj, umrah, aqidah has to be sound. If the aqidah is not sound, يَذْهَبُ هَذَا الْجُهْدُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. If a person upon the aqidah, because sometimes the people, they from one thing to the other. Okay, they deviate from the aqidah of the salaf, and then تَتَجَارَ بِهِمُ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَتَتَخَطَّفُهُمْ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ الضَّلَالَاتِ. Once the people, they come out of the path of Ahlul Sunnah, because there's only one path, then they find themselves snatched away from one path to the other path of Ahlul Bid'ah or Ahlul Dalal. So here we're reading from a book of a Salafi scholar, Al-Imam al-Sabuni, and the explanation of one of our great scholars who are upon the Manhaj al-Salafi, our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidahullahu Ta'ala. So Shaykh Rabi'i says that Al-Imam, that Al-Tirmidhi Rahimahullah, in his Jami', in his book, he has mentioned and transmitted the statements, and actually the belief, because their statement, that's what they believe, their aqidah. This is not just something that they say, because as you know, when it comes to us, we say things, but we believe in those things as well, and we act in according to what we believe. That's what iman is about. So when he says, he mentioned their statements, because in aqidah especially, that's what they believe, that's their belief. It's not just a statement. Now this is what they believe, that's their aqidah, that's their creed. What is their belief? The like of this a'imma of al-Islam. And he mentioned, he said, the like of the two Sufyans, Sufyan al-Thawri and Sufyan ibn Uyayna, wallahu a'lam, wal-Awza'i, Abdurrahman ibn Amr, wa Malik, and other than them, from the great imams of al-Islam. From the great imams of al-Islam. What is their belief when it comes to the attributes of Allah? They say, all of them, they are on this creed, that their aqidah, that affirming the attributes of Allah in a way and a manner that befits His Majesty, it is not considered comparing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. Yeah, because the mu'attila, those who deny the attributes of Allah, what is their argument? They say, if they were to say that Allah has a hand, then they says, well, hold on, the human being have a hand. So now they says they are comparing Allah to the creation. And this is not right. So he says that this a'imma, their creed, because they affirm what Allah has affirmed for Himself from names and attributes, whether in His book, the Quran, or in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, these great imams. They affirm, and by them affirming to Allah His attributes in a way that befits His Majesty. They don't go and say how it is, like the Mubtadi'ah. They put their intellect. No. They affirm for Allah what He affirmed Him for Himself in a way that befits His Majesty. And this not considered tashbih. By them affirming the attributes of Allah, they are not comparing these attributes of Allah to those of the creation. Rather, they say tashbih, the real tashbih is when you say the hand is like this hand. See? If somebody said yadullahi kayadi fulan, wal'iyadu billah. If somebody says the hands of Allah, it's like the hand of this person, or that's tashbih. Or they says, but tashbih, when a person says, yes, the hearing, like this hearing. Or the vision, like this vision. الأما أن تثبت النصوص وتؤمن بها على الوجه اللائق بالله تبارك وتعالى مع نفي المشابهة والتكييف فهذا ليس بتشبيه. إمام الترمذي says this, the عقيدة of these great imams as affirming the texts. Do we have texts that affirm these attributes in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, affirming these texts and believing in them in a way that befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with believing that Allah, nothing like unto Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is compared to Allah, and without asking how these attributes, this is not tashbih. Okay, this is not tashbih. In the footnotes, they mention exactly the text, and we'll read it to you inshallah for the benefit. Perhaps this is the work of the compiler of the of this, and as you remember, in the beginning of the class we mentioned that this used to be classes, and one of the students, or maybe a couple of them, they worked together, Allahu A'lam, I forget right now, and put this work together, transcribe it, present it to the Shaykh, Shaykh review it, that's why now it is in a book. In a footnote, قال الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله في جامعه عقب حديث إن الله يقبل الصدقة ويأخذها بيمينه فيربيها لأحدكم كما يربي أحدكم مهره حتى أن اللقمة لتصير مثل أحد وتصديق ذلك في كتاب الله عز وجل ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وكذلك في قوله تعالى ويمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات. He mentioned that Imam al-Tirmidhi رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned after he in his jami' in his book of hadith, after he mentioned this hadith, he mentioned this hadith first, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted sadaqah, the charity, and take it with his right hand and nurture it and make it grow and grow for any one of you as any one of you take care of his baby horse until he grows. He said, even though a luqma, the bite, that little small bite that you eat, it becomes like a mountain of Uhud. And the mountain of Uhud is huge. And he mentioned, and this is in accordance to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, didn't they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted tawbah from his servants and accept their charities and accept the charities and take the charities. And also the other ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despised the riba, usury. Allah caused it to be lost and destroyed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied the reward for sadaqat, for charity. قال وقد قال غير واحد من أهل العلم في هذا الحديث وما يشبه هذا من الروايات من الصفات ونزول الرب تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا. He says, more than just one from the people of knowledge, he says concerning this hadith and the like of it from other narrations that affirm the attributes of Allah. Because this hadith from the ahadith that affirm the attributes of Allah along from others, such he says the nuzul al-rabb, that Allah descend. Allah descend in, of course, in a manner that befits His Majesty. Every night to the lowest level of the heavens. We have a hadith. قالوا, the people of knowledge, what they say? قد تثبت الروايات في هذا ويؤمن بها ولا يتوهم ولا يقال كيف. هكذا روي عن مالك وسفيان بن عيينة وعبد الله بن المبارك أنهم قالوا في هذه الأحاديث أمرها بلا كيف. وهكذا قول أهل العلم من أهل السنة والجماعة. Imam al-Tirmidhi says, for those narrations that are sound concerning the attributes of Allah, they believe in them and they do not put their intellect in them, and they do not ask how the attributes of Allah as related to attributes of Allah. This is what is being transmitted from Malik. This is the aqidah that has been transmitted for Malik and Sufyan ibn Uyayna and Abdullah ibn Mubarak, that all of them, they say, pertaining to the ahadith, the narrations that affirm the attributes of Allah, the sifat, amirruha bila kayf, accept them, believe in them without asking how. Believe in any narration that is sound and that affirm the attributes of Allah without asking how that attribute is. He says, likewise, this is the statement of the people of knowledge. This is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, the people of knowledge from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. قال وأما الجهمية فأنكرت هذه الروايات. So Imam al-Tirmidhi now still saying, as for Jahmiyyah, they deny this and reject these narrations. The Jahmiyyah. وقالوا هذا تشبيه. They said, no, this is تشبيه. They say, that's why they reject these narrations. These narrations affirm, for instance, the hands for Allah. Then they says, no, this is tashbih. If they affirm hands, they comparing Allah to the creation, because the creation, like for example, human beings have hands. But Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, I just want to mention this before I forget. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, he refuted them in this. And he said to them, look, after he, of course, because he's from the ulama of al-Salaf, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and he affirmed what we are reading and we are learning here as well. That we have to affirm for Allah what Allah affirmed for himself in his book and in the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. But these people, they follow their intellect. Instead to hold on firm to the way of the Salaf, Ahlul Sunnah, their intellect takes them away from the correct path. So Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said to them, as for you saying the reason and why they reject this ahadith, sound ahadith, that affirm attributes for Allah, because they say if they affirm these narrations, now they are likening Allah to his creation. For example, if they say them, the Jahmiyyah, for example, they say if they affirm that Allah have hands, then they likening Allah to the creation, to the human being. Why? Because human being have hands. So to them, Allah looks like the human being now. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said to them, okay, here is an example, easy example. You have hands, right? They says, yes. A dog have hands. Do you look like a dog? They says no. So what is the problem? Still problem. They have a problem. Why? Man yudlil lahu ma lahu min had. If Allah misguides someone, cause some people to be misguided, nobody can guide them. That's it. He can bring them all the proofs. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, look, if Allah wants good for someone, making a mistake, that's what makes us human. We make mistakes, we wrong ourselves, we don't understand a lot of things the right way. But this is what makes a difference. If Allah wants good for a person, when that person hears the haqq and the truth, he accepts it. Because Allah wants that for him. Not because of this or that, because Allah wants guidance for that person. But if Allah didn't want that for anyone else, we can bring them all the proofs. They're still going to deny it. every one of them, out of arrogance and the like. That's why Imam Al-Albani used to say, anyone who's looking for the haqq, one proof is enough. One, if someone looking for the haqq is not there to argue and debate and to be the victorious, now before he came and sit with someone, because if someone said to him, Ya Akhi, I wanted to talk to you about this matter and this hadith or this attribute, he's like, okay. So before he comes to this meeting, he has a good intention. Look, I'm going over there. This is the deen of Allah. If that brother is right, I'm taking it. That's it. He's talking to himself. He's like, look, I'm not there to fight. I'm not there to win. I'm not going there wrestling with his brother. If he presents the haqq to me, that's it. I'm going to take it. That's why people, they accept that. But somebody else will come, look, I'm going to show him who I am. He thinks like he have it like that. And they come with their attitude, their arrogance. That's why they don't listen to the haqq. Even when the haqq is presented, they are not, because they are not ready to accept it. That's why Shaykh Al-Albani says, a stubborn person, an arrogant person, you bring them all the narrations, still he's going to deny every one of them, because they are not there for that. طيب فالجهمية قالوا هذا تشبيه وقد ذكر الله عز وجل في غير موضع من كتابه اليد والسمع والبصر فتأولت الجهمية هذه الآيات ففسروها على غير ما فسر أهل العلم. Now the Jahmiyyah, they says tashbih. If you affirm this, if you accept these narrations that affirm the attributes of Allah, then that's tashbih. You're likening the Allah to the creation, or His attributes to those of the creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam al-Tirmidhi says, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in more than one place, in many places in the Quran, in His book, Allah mentioned the hand, affirmed for Himself a hand, the hearing, the vision, al-basar. But the Jahmiyyah, they say, no, this is not what He means. And they start bringing some falsehood that opposes the belief and the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, the people of knowledge, those who adhere to the book and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقالوا إن الله لم يخلق آدم بيده. So sometimes they say Allah did not create Adam with His hands. Other times they say معنى اليد هنا القوة. Sometimes they say that the hand here is the strength. Okay. And of course, remember the Shaykh Rabia in a previous class, he says, who told you that the hand is the strength? Did Allah say that in His book? Did the Prophet ﷺ, who have more knowledge of Allah than anybody else, says that the hand is the strength? Is the strength? Did any of the companions of the Tabi? No. Yeah, subhanAllah. How would they know? وقال إسحاق بن إبراهيم إنما يكون التشبيه إذا قال يد كيد أو مثل يد أو سمع كسمع أو مثل سمع فإذا قال سمع كسمع أو مثل سمع فهذا التشبيه وأما إذا قال كما قال الله تعالى يد وسمع وبصر ولا يقول كيف ولا يقول مثل سمع ولا كسمع فهذا لا يكون تشبيها وهو كما قال الله تعالى في كتابه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Then Imam al-Tirmidhi mentioned statement of Ishaq ibn Ibrahim rahimahullah. He says the reality of tashbih is not like what the Jahmiyyah claim. The real tashbih, likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation, is when you say the hand of Allah like the hand, like such hand, His hearing resembles such hearing. That's what is tashbih. He says, but as for affirming the hand for Allah and affirming the basar for Allah and the hearing for Allah without saying how and without saying His hand like this hand, so this is not tashbih. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. not in like or unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله لما قال وقد أعاذ الله تعالى أهل السنة من التحريف والتكييف والتشبيه قال ومن عليهم بالتعريف والتفهيم. Now the Sheikh Rabi is going to explain this. ومن عليهم بالتعريف والتفهيم. When the Imam الصابوني says, because we have to go back and forth for the text, so this is how you understand the explanation. Okay. And this is good because you're going to hear the text, remember, you know, mentioned again and again. You might even be able, some of us be able to memorize it, inshallah. وَقَدْ أَعَاذَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ مِنَ التَّحْرِيفِ وَالتَّكِيفِ وَالتَّشْبِيهِ وَمَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّعْرِيفِ وَالتَّفْهِيمِ. That Allah, the Most High, has protected أهل السنة from تحريف, تشبيه, and تكييف. And he has blessed them. This is the point that the Shaykh is going to mention, is going to explain now. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed them with knowledge and understanding. قَالَ يَقْصُدُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْفِقْهِ وَالْفَهْمِ. نعم. So, تَعْرِيف and تَفْهِيم. He says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ, he meant by that knowledge. Allah has blessed them with knowledge and correct understanding of the texts, sound understanding of the texts. وهذا الفقه والعلم ما صار عليه السلف في صفات الله في التعامل مع صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى. He said, and this knowledge and sound understanding, it is that which the Salaf, they follow in affirming the attributes of Allah. The knowledge and the sound understanding, what is it? If somebody wants to know what is this sound understanding, it is that which the Salaf, Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim in the first place, the Tabi'un, Atba' Tabi'un, and the great Imams, that the Shaykh, he mentioned some of their names, they follow in affirming the sifat of Allah and dealing with the sifat of Allah. How you deal with the sifat? You accept them, you reject them, you affirm them. How you understand them? Do you this or that? How you deal with the sifat? You gotta follow knowledge. You gotta have sound understanding. What is it? Where you found it? It is easy. That which the Salaf were upon. That which the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim were upon. And the Tabi'un, Atba' Tabi'un, those who follow the path of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, from the A'imma of Ahlu Al-Ilm, Ahlu Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ قَاعِدَتُهُمْ مَشْهُورًا. From that is their famous principle that they say, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ مَعْلُومٌ. That istiwa of Allah, the istiwa is known. No, it's known. Known where? Quran and Sunnah. وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولٌ. But how Allah, how is the istiwa? It's not known. نعم istiwa, because there is some deviant people who deny istiwa. Some others, they exchange it with something else. Instead of istawa, said istawla, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who were given knowledge, blessed, see, because knowledge is a blessing from Allah. It's not like someone gonna buy a bag of knowledge, have more money, buy a bag of knowledge. No, it's not. Knowledge is a blessing from Allah. He give it to some people. They go and spend years with some alim and don't get nothing. And some people, subhanAllah, a little bit time they spend with the Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, Allah open from them. You know, ya akhwan. Some people have many degrees, PhD in fiqh, PhD, I don't know, in hadith, in this, ma hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, masakin, ta'ih, confused. Some other people have no degrees, but Allah blessed them with correct understanding, with fiqh. Now, which one is this correct understanding? Is that was the Salaf they were upon. So once again, the Salaf, they affirm the istiwa. If somebody tell me something about istiwa, they immediately say, yes, that's real. This is our aqidah. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa. If somebody say how, they say, majhul, we don't know. How? It is unknown. وَالسُؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةً. And to ask this question how is an innovation. This is a principle of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. To ask how is the attribute of Allah is a bid'ah, is an innovation. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فالنصوص التي ذكرها الله في كتابه وذكرها رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام في سنته نعرف معناها ونفهم مراد الله منها لكن كيفيتها ننفيها فالله يقول والله بكل شيء عليم ويقول وأن الله سميع بصير فنعرف أن لله سمعا ونفهم أن لله سمعا يليق بجلاله لا يشبه سمع المخلوقين ونعرف أن لله بصرا ونفهم أن لله بصرا يليق بجلاله لا يشبه بصر المخلوقين ولا صفات المخلوقين. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, as for the texts that Allah, the verses that Allah mentioned in his book, and also those texts that affirm the attributes that are mentioned by his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sunnah, he said, we know their meanings. And we know what Allah intends by those. But we don't deal with how are those attributes. Because Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah has knowledge of all things. So how a person say no, they want to deny the ilm from Allah. And Allah says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ Basir, Allah is the all hearing, the all seeing. So Allah hears and sees. So he said, we know that Allah hears. Allah have hearing. And we understand that Allah have hearing, but a hearing that befits His majesty, that do not resemble and is not compared to the hearing of any of His creation. So it's likewise. We hear the text from the Quran or the Sunnah that Allah is the all-seeing. He sees subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we understand that. But in a way that befits His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe that Allah sees, but not his seeing is not like that of His creation. فقال فالظاهر أن هذا هو مراده حتى سلكوا سبل التوحيد والتنزيه. Imam al-Sabuni, he says, they have, with this understanding, help them to traverse the paths of Tawheed and Tanzih. The Shaykh said, Shaykh Rabi said, this is what he intended. Because of this sound understanding of the texts, by them affirming for Allah what He affirmed for Himself in a way that befits His majesty, without distorting the meaning, without denying them, without exchanging them, without falling into tashbih, tahrif, takif, ta'til. He said that's how they affirm the categories of tawheed for Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ithbat anwa' al-tawheed lillahi tabarak wa ta'ala. وسلكوا في الوقت نفسه سبل التنزيه تنزيه الله تبارك وتعالى عن نقائص كلها ومن ذلك مشابهة المخلوقين. هذا نقص. كيف الله رب العالمين يشبه المخلوقين؟ هذا نقص. كل المخلوقات من الأنبياء والملائكة وإلى آخره، فإن الله تنزه عن مشابهتها. He says those who follow sound knowledge, that is the knowledge that the Salaf were upon, they are firm in Tawheed. They are the one that affirm the Tawheed for Allah, all the categories of Tawheed Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way they exalt Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala from all deficiencies and defects. From these deficiencies and defect is likening Allah to His creation, whether this creation be prophets or angels or other than them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَنَزَّهَ عَنْ مُشَابَهَتِهَا. Allah is far above all of His creation. He is exalted subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُمْ يُنَزِّهُونَ رَبَّنَا عَنْ مُشَابَهَتِهَا. So the Salaf, they venerate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from resembling any of His creation. فَاللَّهُ لَا يُشْبِهُ شَيْئًا مِنْ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ لا في ذاته ولا في أسمائه ولا في صفاته. And in a summary, the Shaykh once again he gave us this phrase that we should write and remember: Allah does not resemble, and He is not comparable, and He is not like any of His creation, whether in His being, His essence, in His names, or in His attributes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله: وتركوا القول بالتعليل والتشبيه. يعني أهل السنة هؤلاء الذين أعاذهم الله من التحريف والتكييف والتشبيه ومن عليهم بالتعريف والتفهيم، تركوا القول بالتعليل والتشبيه واتبعوا قول الله عز وجل ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. They, who are they? They are those that Allah has protected from tahrif, takyif, tashbih. And they are those that Allah has blessed with knowledge and sound understanding. He says they follow what Allah. Now he says they have abandoned all defective statements and comparison, and they follow what Allah the Most Mighty and the Most Majestic has said. There is nothing like Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. قال الظاهر أنه يعني بقوله تركوا القول بالتعليل منهج المعتزلة والخوارج والجهمية. What he intend by this? They have abandoned all defective statements and comparison of who? Of the Mu'tazila and the جهمية and the خوارج and the جهمية. فلم يتابعوا أهل التعطيل في جحد صفات الله وتعطيلها، لأن هذا أمر عظيم. وقد كفر السلف الجهمية بهذا التعطيل. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله، he says these people that Allah is, that the Shaykh is praising in this paragraph, أهل السنة والجماعة, that Allah has protected them from these deviations and blessed them with knowledge and sound understanding, They did not follow the path and the methodology of أهل التعطيل, those who deny the attributes of Allah. They deny them and reject the ayats and the proofs. He said, and this is a great thing. He said, actually the Salaf, they considered the Jahmiyyah to be disbelievers, وعياذ بالله, because of تعطيل. Because of تعطيل. تفضل يا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم قال وتركوا سبل التشبيه likewise أهل السنة والجماعة they leave off the paths of تشبيه قال والمشبه أصلهم من الروافد says the مشبه are those who liken the attributes or the names the attributes or the being of Allah to that of the creation they go back to the Rawafid Shia قال فأصل الروافد أنهم كانوا مشبهة so the Shaykh says the origin of Rawafid that they were مشبهة وهناك غيرهم ممن وصم بالتشبيه لكن اشتهر رؤوس الروافد بتشبيه الله بخلقه تعالى الله عن ذلك علو كبيرة said yes there is others who are known with this as well, but the heads of the Rawafid, the Shia, the head of the Rawafid, they are known with this. They liken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ far above is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this falsehood. قال الشيخ ربيع فابتعدوا وأعاذهم الله يعني أهل السنة والجماعة فابتعدوا وأعاذهم الله من أن يسلكوا سبل المعطلة أو سبل المشبهة وإنما أثبتوا لله تبارك وتعالى صفاته اللائقة بجلاله على الوجه اللائق به على أساس قوله سبحانه وتعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير So therefore أهل السنة والجماعة they far away Because Allah has protected them from treading the paths of the mu'attila and the paths of the mushabbiha. Allah protected them from falling into the paths of those who deny the attributes of Allah and those who liken and resemble the attributes of Allah to those of His creation. Rather, they have affirmed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the attributes that befit His Majesty that He has affirmed for Himself following the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is nothing like Him there is nothing like Him and He is the all-hearing the all-seeing the Shaykh explained this ayah قال فَقَوْلُهُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ استفادوا منه تنزيه الله عن المماثلة بالمخلوقات لا في صفاته ولا في ذاته ولا في أفعاله He says the first part of this ayah 11 in Surah Ash-Shura, there is nothing like him. They benefit from it that Allah is far above and is exalted subhanahu wa ta'ala to be compared to his creation, whether in his attributes or in his being or in his actions. That's why they says Allah does not resemble. If somebody tell them, look, if we affirm the attributes, then we got Allah. They said no, because Allah says laysa kamithlihi shay. So why? Nothing. There is nothing like Him, Subhanahu wa Taala. وقوله وهو السميع البصير استفادوا منه إثبات ما وصف الله تبارك وتعالى به نفسه في كتابه وفي سنة رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام على الوجه اللائق به. بالله وعلى أساس التنزيه عن مشابهة المخلوقين and as for the other part of this ayah وهو السميع البصير and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, they understood from it and they benefit from it this principle, affirming for Allah what Allah has affirmed for Himself. Attributes in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a way that befits His Majesty. So they affirm for Allah all what Allah affirmed for Himself from attributes in His book Al-Quran Al-Azim and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in a way that befits His Majesty, far away from likening, and those attributes likening or resembling any of His creation. قال وذكر الأصل الذي اعتمدوا عليه في مخالفة المشبهة والمعطلة وهو قوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وقد شرحنا معناها وبيناه. He says, and الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى mentioned the أصل that أهل السنة والجماعة they built their عقيدة upon when they oppose the Mushabbiha and the Mu'attila. It is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. أهل الباطل, they use their intellect and their عقل, they couldn't understand it, they say it doesn't make sense, it's not logic, if you look at it the other way or if you go the other angle. أهل السنة والجماعة, they says قال الله, قال رسول الله, it's not like if you look at it this way, our Shaykh says, oh, he's a great Shaykh. No, it doesn't matter. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We stop here inshallah ta'ala. بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.